Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
So we are excited to see you.
Thank you.
After a weekend away, and lots going on here, obviously, over the next 2 hours. Hey, get the Odyssey app. You're really going to want it for March Madness. You're really going to want it for a phenomenal group of Sweet 16 games that are coming up. We'll have the games for you, I think, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I got to look at the Hawks schedule and everything else. But regardless, when games end, we're back at it. We have the full feed for you all weekend long. There's nothing like driving around, listening to the tournament. The Odyssey app also gives you United games, Falcon games, Hawks games, and I would imagine the Masters and everything else that you want to hear. So that's the beauty of Westwood One on radio, and that's the beauty of this radio station that's going through a heater, as they say, and having a great run. Feels like everybody's listening to us these days in the whole station. So make sure you get that Odyssey app and listen all day long, even not on your radio. Listen on the Odyssey app. What's happened in your life? I haven't seen you in 4 days.
I got the finger today driving into work, like the middle finger, and that hasn't happened to me in, goodness gracious, 2 decades.
What is it that you could have done to warrant that?
Well, I let this guy in. Yeah. Well, listen, I let this guy into traffic, which I always let people into traffic. I just feel like that's a nice thing to do. So I let him into the traffic on 20, and then I speeded up ahead of him, and I was like going to get back in. You know, I was pulling up, and he gave me the finger. I let him in, and then he gave me the finger.
So how do you react to that? Do you just
have to train yourself? I'll tell you exactly what I did. I bet that guy's having a terrible morning, and I wish him well.
Wow.
And then I giggled to myself. Like, that's just such a typical reaction. The finger, it's such an easy road rage in your car where you say things you would never say to people. Like, it's such a loser move to me. But I'll pray for that young man, and we wish he has a great day.
What does our friend Mel Robbins say? Let them.
Let them.
If you're that angry, let them. Don't let it affect your day. I'm sure it's not easy for women, but I can tell you for men, you really have to train yourself, especially in a city like Atlanta. Are you really?
Yeah.
Because I will feel the blood pressure go immediately up when somebody does that to me. Like, now it's your manhood, and now it's your how dare you, and now all these things, when really what you should do is the reaction you had. What am I going to do, engage in this nonsense back and forth?
Yeah.
And I'm going to get myself all riled up instead of just taking a deep breath and being like, okay, even better, like you said. That person's clearly unhappy.
I know he's having a bad day. He's having a bad day, and I'm going to have a great day.
But it was an easy ride from the lake.
Yeah, beautiful morning. Pollen count, y'all, yesterday was over 3,000. They said it's the earliest that it's been that high in like 112 years.
So day-day.
I just made that number up.
Day-day was out and about yesterday, and I was just going to recommend listening to the White Lotus podcast. Because the White Lotus, what's the word I use? The zeitgeist, which means it is permeated, pop culture, and everybody's talking about it. It's one of those shows like The Sopranos or Game of Thrones or something. And you said you heard somebody last night talking about it.
Yeah, several parents at my son's baseball league over at Smyrna Little League, they were talking about the White Lotus, and they were asking each other, had they all been watching it? And one of the dads was like, well, it must be good because they're talking about it on sports radio.
Yeah.
Welcome into the steakhouse. That's great. You and Drew sounded great yesterday. You really enjoyed the show.
It.
Josh Pastner was as good as it gets. I love him for the tournament.
I'm so proud of he's such a good guy.
Yeah.
And he's gotten so much better as a broadcaster, as a journalist.
Journalist!
But that's short-lived because Sanze's got the UNLV job, and you were asking me about it.
I said, is that a great gig for him? Could he have gotten something better? And you went on and on. So you think it's a good gig?
Yeah, well, first of all, he wants to get back in coaching. So what's interesting is He's got a nice life, got a nice settlement from Tech. He's on the Big Ten Network. He's on Peacock. He's on NBC. He's on ESPN. He's grown his broadcast career, but he wants to coach. And coaches want to coach for the most part. Very rarely do you end up behind a microphone and say, I'm good.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers, not so much. Steve Kerr, not so much. Second gig, third gig. Dude, you got a great broadcast gig. What's the deal? No, I want to go coach. So he had made that clear. I think it was Kent Seguira may have done the article. I mean, listen, I talked to him a lot. We talked to him on the air. And he said, I don't know if I'll ever get another chance. But what he was saying was, I want to coach because there's nothing like it, right? Having your team and the competitive fire pays pretty well. And sure enough, and by the way, being on TV helps, you know. Like even when they laid out the ESPN article about taking Memphis to three, you know, tournaments, taking Tech to a tournament, named ACC Coach of the Year, you know, resume, yeah, I mean, it was hard at Tech, and it's not, he followed Calipari in Memphis. He got fired there because he wasn't John Calipari. But to go to Vegas, I just look at it when you know somebody personally. Fastest growing suburbs are Nevada. Great schools, cool place. You're the only game in town at the Thomas Mack Center. You play your games in an arena, a 15,000-seat nice. Yeah. arena. Now, they're trying to get the NBA, right?
Yeah, trying to get the NBA. Obviously, they have the WNBA with the Aces there who, listen, to your point, look, those young ladies got, what was it, $100,000 a piece reportedly last year?
Four.
It was just kind of like extra incentive money. And then there was a little drama behind it. But my point is, you know, if he's able to bring in these kids and they can get these women extra money, imagine what he'll be able to do with NIL.
Yeah, I mean,
from Vegas Collective.
The problem is there's no mid-majors in the Sweet 16. So as Drew talked about, the problem now is that any good player at a mid-major is gone. You can't build mid-major teams like you could in the past because if you have a sniff that you could play at a higher level, you just dismantle those mid-major teams, which is now not allowed for the Cinderella stuff. Which, by the way, it's a little early to say that, right? It's like, you know, the
first
year.
What do you mean it's not allowed for the Cinderella? What do you mean?
Meaning that in the past, you look at some of these mid-major teams, you go, look, those are four kids that are 21 years old. They've been together for years. They're playing Kentucky and Calipari, who's got all those freshmen, and the mid-major teams can win those games.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah.
You can't build a mid-major team because those kids, as soon as you average 14 points a game at, you know, UNC Charlotte, you're gone. You're going to the ACC. Yeah. You're going to the SEC. Yeah. You're going to one of the big conferences.
You're getting a job promotion at that point with right. way more money and likely right. more playing
exactly.
time with a higher profile. The system is so flawed. But, I mean, I ask you basketball crazy fans, are you okay with just being represented in the power conferences?
Well, what could happen is, if you guys remember, they did have that rule now where the JUCO years will not count as your eligibility towards your NCAA. So what could happen is, because some of these programs have built off of JUCO, so maybe now you start to see more JUCO kids maybe spend more time there and then take their talents maybe possibly to a mid-major. I mean, there's going to be ways. I don't think it's going to be completely.
I agree.
Josh Pastor, what do you say? Build old, stay old, whatever.
But
however
you can't
he said
do that
it.
In the mid-majors. Get old, stay old.
Get old. There you go.
Get old and stay old and forget about freshman players out of high school. Anyway, I don't want to ramble on too much about it, but the point is it's harder at the mid-major. But I would argue that Vegas, because they can spend the money, because they have a history of titles, because it's Stacey Augmon and Larry Johnson and Greg Anthony and Anderson Hunt, and, you know, years of them being a powerhouse program, similar to UMiami, right? It's like there's a whole history. People grew up with Vegas. I think that's a phenomenal job for him. You'll make millions of dollars. You live in a great town, and that's a great sports town
good
as well.
You.
So good for Josh
yep.
Pazner and my analysis. And, like, I think people would like to see – listen, Butler was a great story because Butler could have won a national title. Butler was as good as anybody with Brad Stevens. Remember, Butler goes to the national title game. It's not like, you know, Oakland last year when they win one game and that, you know, that little white kid who hits eight threes. I mean, they were never going to go win a national title. Butler was good enough to win a national title. How do I know they played in the national title game? They won two Final Four games 2 years in a row. So, you know, do people only want to see the big boys? No, I think they would have liked a couple of schools that we could get behind.
Sure.
But, you know, when you got the brand of Michigan State and Michigan and Florida and Bama and Duke, you know, these are...
It's a potpourri of hot and sexy is what's happening in Sweet 16.
And these are kids just getting paid a lot of money to go play basketball.
Good for you. Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, like you, Sandra, how many Florida Gator fans live in Atlanta and are, you know, just...
Michigan fans live in Atlanta.
Well, that for sure.
I mean, my God.
You know, I don't think Michigan can win a national title, but I think Florida fans are like, what's it like to have a team again and we can win another national championship?
Yeah.
And they're favored. Florida Duke favored. I hated that Josh Pastner picked all number one seeds, but there is something to be said for Florida, Auburn, Houston, Duke. That would be a sick...
All still dancing.
That would be a sick... Final Four. All right. You going to update us on the Atlanta?
We're on the verge of a championship, Atlanta. Wake up this morning.
Let's go. Time to build the foundation of today's show with the top 9 at 9.
9.
Brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com.
It's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
PGL, Atlanta wins last night. So now in the best of three finale with New York. Atlanta wins tonight at 7 o'clock. We win the championship. And more importantly, Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, and Billy Horschel will win $9 million because that is the purse. I don't know if you tuned in or not. I watched for about an hour. It is long to watch. But if you can catch, they did 15 minutes, you guys, last night with Scott Van Pelt. Not only the highlights, but had the three on set with him and did an entire long segment. And it is really good TV. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I watched it. I mean, it was... I liked the hype. I liked the interviews. I liked the putting. The stuff in the simulator doesn't compel me, you know, because...
It's too long.
It is too long.
15 holes is too long.
It's drawn out too much.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it's good counter-programming.
I'm just going to play you some of the good audio later on in Belly Up. Brian Snitker is coming on at 10 o'clock. That's the most important thing you need to know. Make sure to tune in.
He's in Arizona.
He's in Arizona. Final spring training game today at 4 o'clock. Day off tomorrow. Then they will begin the 25 campaign in San Diego on Thursday at...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.